That was so much fun. The best day ever. And it's all thanks to you, Dolly. You're just the best, the most beautiful Dolly in the whole wide world. And you were such a good girl, too. Even when I blindfolded you at the tattoo parlor. I always love to surprise my dollies when I get them inked. It must have been exciting not knowing what you were getting. Let's see them. Take off your shirt. They're perfect. Looky. See, it says property of Emmy, since we're friends. And we're gonna be friends forever. The bestest of friends. What's wrong? Is it too much? It's only on your forearms, the back of your neck, and your thigh. Oh, yeah. And the one on your mound is a special one, though. It's a heart with both of our names inside. I designed that one myself, just for you. We can check that one out later when we change your diaper. Shh. No more talky. We need to let that precious tongue of yours heal. I can't believe you split your tongue, too. I've always wanted to do that to one of my dollies. I'm glad it was you. That's gonna make things way more fun later. Oh, that's not what's bothering you. Was it all those mean people who are looking at you funny? I can kill them for you if you want. No. But they made you sad, and I never want to see you sad. Next time, if anyone looks at you funny or tries to take you away,
I'll skin them alive and send their flesh to their loved ones.
Because everyone loves receiving gifts. Especially me. And I've got the greatest gift of all. I'm talking about you, silly. And don't you worry. I'm gonna protect you from anyone and everyone. I may not be strong,
but I'm very good at stabbing people.
If anything happened to you, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Without you, I'd be so lonely. My big sis is always too caught up in her work to spend any time with me. Unless I did something wrong. But now I never have to be alone because I've got you. So, I'm gonna take extra, super duper good care of you. And if you want anything at all, just tell me. You wanna go back to your family? We are your family, silly. Oh, I just thought of the best idea ever. Let's go visit my sister. You probably don't remember her because you were still passed out when she operated on you. I think she'll be really happy to see us. Come on, let's go. Angie. Oh, Angie. Are you busy? She's probably with someone. Look, see all those jars in the wall? They're her collection. This one here is one of my favorites. She collects a tooth from every one of her dollies. I mean, her patients. She really likes to play doctor. And I always try to guess how many's in there, but she never tells me. It looks like she's gonna need a second jar soon. Oh, and this one over here. Wanna guess what it is? Well, of course it's a heart, silly. It's from her first boyfriend.
He broke my heart, so I took his. Sweet, sweet Emmy. And what have I told you about coming to my workshop unannounced?
To not to? Please don't operate on me again. I'm really, really sorry. I promise I'll be good. I just wanted to show the new dolly you got me all the cool stuff you do and make her feel at home here. That's all, I swear.
I suppose I'll let it slide. This time. In fact, you're in luck. I think I have the perfect patient in mind. Wait here. I'll call for you when we're ready. And remember, don't touch anything. Got it?
Uh-huh. Thank you, Angie. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. And I won't touch anything. Scout's honor. See, Dolly? My sister is awesome and amazing and... Oh, wait. There's one other jar I'm looking for. Oh, there it is. It's that one there. See it? That's the... You know what? From my last Dolly? The one who tried to kill me? When Angie found out, she got so mad about it that she cleared her schedule just to operate on her. I got to watch the whole thing. And it was so cool watching her work. I don't know why she tried to hurt me. She was such a good dolly. But now I have an even better dolly. I mean, you wouldn't hurt me, right? Right?
But just in case you even think about it, I'll gut you myself. And then I'll let my sister have what's left of you.
Huh? Oh, you heard that? Yeah, this one time I got her really, really mad. Like, super mad. And the next morning, I woke up and found myself strapped down on her operating table. It wasn't fun at all. What did I do? What? I took something of hers without her permission. But it's no big deal. It wasn't like it was the first time she operated on me. More like the third time. But who's counting? Although, that was definitely the worst time, because now I can't have children. But guess what? You still can. Then we can really play house. And we'll have a real baby doll to play with. Oh, it's gonna be so much fun. Well, obviously not right now, silly head.
Not before I've had my fun. I'm going to enjoy breaking you. Broken toys are by far the most beautiful. When I'm finished with you, you'll only ever want me. If you are quite finished with whatever you two were doing, we're ready to begin the operation. Please, make your way to the viewing area and we'll get started.
Yay! Come on, Dolly. It's this way. We can see everything from up here. Hey, look, it's your boyfriend. Well, soon to be former. Oh, she already chopped off his legs. Oh, that blows. I love watching when she pulls out the chainsaw. It's much more effective than a bone saw on the limbs, but really messy. Oh, but look. See that vice his head is in? It keeps his head straight and has eyelid retractors to keep his eyes open so he can watch from the mirrors on the ceiling. It's a little uncomfortable, but nowhere near as bad as it's about to get.
Are we ready? Excellent. We shall proceed. Patient designation 3674, aka the boyfriend. This will be the third and final operation on the patient. Today, we will be harvesting the patient's organs, beginning with the non-critical and then moving to the critical organs. Patient was administered a paralytic to prevent movement and a nerve agent to induce cognitive awareness. Additional injections prepared and will be administered as needed throughout the duration of the surgery. We will begin by first removing the patient's kidneys. The first incision will be right below the rib cage, as such, and will continue downward, just above the navel, like so. The next incisions will be horizontal from the initial cuts along the chest and abdomen.
I love how she talks it all out. Well, except when it was me down there. I never understand why she does it, though. I mean, it's not like she records it to watch later. That would be silly. Come to think of it, there was that blinking red light on the ceiling last time. Probably just my imagination. Hey, why are you covering your eyes? Are you crying?
I've had enough of your crying. You will watch as she butchers your boyfriend, or you'll be the next one on the operating table. And I would feel no remorse as she slices you open. In fact, I might just help her. Cutting you open here. And here. Just along your belly. That does sound quite fun, doesn't it? Perhaps not for you, but it wouldn't matter. I can easily replace you. Maybe even with someone you care about. Then they can watch you get operated on instead. I'll let you decide, but if I catch you crying again, I'll have my sister rip out your eyes and replace them with glass. That way, you'll never be able to see what she or I would do to you. And that's a promise.
Ooh! I wonder what you'll keep from your boyfriend. The other organs get shipped off to people in need, but she always keeps one for herself or her collection. Ooh, I know. I'll see if she'll take one that we can keep by your bed. I think his heart would look really nice in a jar. Ooh. Or maybe his brain. Yeah, definitely his brain. Oh, gosh. Look at the time. It's almost bedtime for you. Baby dolls have to go to bed early. Come on, we need to hurry. And here we are. This is my playroom, where I keep all of my toys. Do you like it? Yay! I'm glad. Let me show you around. So, this is where I keep all my stuffies. This is where I keep my dresses and my costumes. And this closet is where I keep all my private toys. We'll definitely be playing with them a lot. And right over here is the door to my room. You know, where we cut your hair. You'll be staying here with the rest of the toys. Oh, no, that's not your bed. That's for when we have sleepovers. Your bed is over here. Of course it's a cradle, silly. I got an extra big one just for my baby dolls. Where else would they sleep? Oh, and one more thing. That's so you don't leave without me knowing. I learned my lesson after the last dolly. I mean, I know you won't hurt me, but just in case. Now, and give me a kiss.
Seriously? You call that a kiss? That was pitiful. This is how you kiss.
I really do have a lot to teach you. We'll start bright and early tomorrow. Now, in you go. Comfy? Yay. Let me tuck you in. Would you like a bedtime story or a lullaby? A lullaby? Okay. Rock-a-bye, dolly, in my playroom, while I sleep soundly in my bedroom. Sweet, sweet dreams, my lovely dolly, if you try to leave,
I'll slit your throat.
Good night, dolly. I can't wait for tomorrow.